up, and I, you know, just faked you guys out there for a whole hour.
So after we heard Heart Don't Know by Jimmy Whispers, then we heard Pretty Girl by Claro. Shout out to Sam Agnew, who I think is listening with Adrian and the folks. Have a good time this weekend, y'all. Then we heard Tony Stark by The Symposium off of Drugs. Then we heard Bam Bam by Sister Nancy off of Bam Bam. I love song. Yeah, I love that song. And then we heard Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground by Blind Willie Johnson. Shout out to Michael Ullman, History of Blues here at Tufts University. That song was actually featured on one of the Voyager Golden Records, which, if you don't know, in the 70s, the NASA, I guess it was, pressed these two records made out of gold that had recorded on them like the sounds of Earth. So they had, like, you know, babies laughing and all that kind of stuff.
And you gotta hope that, you know, if aliens are getting their hands on those now, that they still brought their turntables. Hopefully they didn't throw them away.
Yeah,
Technics never dies. Yes.
Exactly. So they decided to include that Blind Willie Johnson song. I could talk for ages about Blind Willie Johnson, but we only have about 30 seconds left. So
what medium do you use to make your posts?
Oh yeah. Noah Adler asked me on Facebook what I use to make my my posters for the show, my little Facebook posts. I just used Photoshop. I just chill out $10 a month to use Photoshop, and it's totally worth it. All right. To finish up the show, we have Speed Living by the Growlers off of City Club. Thanks so much. I've been Bingo Crisco. You've been
Charlie Billings.
He's been Charlie Billings, and you have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Have a fantastic weekend.
Have a more fantastic weekend than Charlie's wishing you to have. Boom, one up to you on my own show. Bada bing.
Jeez.
about to air it out. 'Cause I need somebody who's gonna hold me down. Always accusing me of running round. You throwing rocks in a glass house, baby. You know I got people all over town. 'Cause I need somebody who's gonna hold me down. I don't hate the player, oh I sure don't hate the game. But I'm about to make a movie and I need you out the frame. 'Cause I'm a when you come around, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what goes around comes back around. Ooh. And I need somebody who's gonna hold me down. I don't hate the play, oh I sure don't hate the game. But I'm about to make a movie and I need you out. She a talk to me, and he a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She a talk to me, and he a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She a talk to me, and he a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She a talk to me, and he a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She a talk to me, and he a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She a talk to me, and he a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. Apply good rain, love don't our body. Chan apply good rain, love don't our body. Chan apply good rain, love don't our body. She a talk to me, and me a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She a talk to me, and me a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. Le.
All right, I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I'm BJ Slip.
Welcome to All Chat, the video game talk show. Mr. Gracias cannot be with us this week, unfortunately. So you have myself, DJ Rizzle King.
I got confused by your grammar. You didn't put a comma.
I'm talking.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you should put commas in your talking. That's my new new PSA. Instead of something very important that we're going to play later, we're just going to say that people should use commas in their speech.
It reminds me of a series of unfortunate events, Lemony Snicket. What's the name of the aunt who...
I haven't seen it.
It was a book.
DJ Rizzle King has been begging me to watch the Netflix series. Speaking of DJ Rizzle King, I am DJ Slips, which is what he was going for originally.
Yes, I got sidetracked.
On this tangent.
We will be subbing this week for the video game talk show. You will definitely be hearing some video game discussion between myself and DJ Slips, as well as potentially a guest. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But first, we're going to play a little bit of music, ease into it. That's more our comfort zone. So, without further ado, here is some Bastille. We are back, and we have a guest.
Hello. Oh, am I on?
You're on the air.
There it is, yeah.
What's your on-the-air name? Or is it yet to be TBD?
TBD. Still TBD.
Well, for now, this is Patrick.
Yes, hello.
TBDP. To be determined, Patrick.
A-B-E-D?
A-B-E-D? It's a reference from a great show, Community.
I use that.
I have not watched Community.
That show many times.
So, we are going to... I'm not a failure. I promise to all of the listeners, I am not a failure. So we're going to hold true for the most part to the format of this weekly show. I consider myself a big video games fan.
Oh, man.
I'm a recreational user.
Patrick, would you... I would say I've gone through my hardcore gamer phase. I think it's come and passed, but... The knowledge is still there.
I'm still addicted to my PS4, so...
If I have a console at school, my grades will drop. There's one thing I really want to talk about right now. I was a huge fan of the original Battlefront games. Specifically...
On PS2?
Yes. I played them on the computer. I didn't even have a console when they came out. And Battlefront 2, especially, was just the best game I'd ever played. However... The first Battlefront that DICE made, 2013, 2014, I didn't like it. They took away campaign mode. They took away Galactic Conquest. Multiplayer was kind of limited. They took away space battles. They didn't even use the original Star Wars music, which really bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really excited for the second one that was coming out. They said they were going to add space battles. They said they were going to add stuff from the new trilogy.
Yeah.
And... I've heard pretty bad things.
Of the new one that came out?
I have yet to play it. But it's a, you know, standard cost for a video game is what?
$60.
But the thing, the way that a lot of games got away with charging less than that was micropay and Coinbox, like Team Fortress 2. Free game, but pay to play. Counter-Strike. All of any online video game, that's the business model.
Mm-hmm.
So for Battlefront 2, they didn't announce that it was gonna be a microtransaction kind of game before people bought it. So there was a whole I was really excited to play this game. And last night I was talking to some kids and I said, I'm really excited. There's some great games coming out. And I'm really excited to play some of them. I'm really excited for Battlefront.
Mm-hmm.
And then I uncovered this whole debacle because people had been, outraged.
EA Sports. Oh
yeah. EA Sports had, actually released a statement on Reddit. And it got the most downvotes.
Electronic Arts.
When they were trying to explain what was going on. So they've suspended all of the micropay. I think it's all supposed to be.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, this was, I think it was today. Yeah, today.
Oh, whoa.
That happened. This was an industry analyst weighed in on Twitter saying... They're already accepted. All that's happening is EA is tweaking the system to make it fun and addictive instead of intrusive and predatory. Okay. I think that's wrong. I really think that if you're the whole point of paying for a video game is that you can pay for it and then that's it. That's part of the reason I hate FIFA Ultimate Team so much.
There's so many games like that though. That's like the DLC is a lot better than the game itself.
True, but the DLC, I think DLC is different. Like my favorite game of all time, hands down, was Skyrim. I still play it. And
favorite. Oh.
Well, maybe not favorite, but definitely the one I've invested the most time in was Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
The Dawnguard DLC was great. I really enjoyed playing that. Not necessarily better than the other game, but worth $20.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than paying $10 for 2,500 FIFA points so you can get a single player.
I can't lie. Madden Ultimate Team has put me down the drain.
No, it's the Ultimate Teams. And and who makes those games?
Electronic Arts.
Electronic Arts. It's not...
If 2K could get a hold of football, it would be so much better.
Yeah, I think just... I don't like the mechanics of 2K games. I think...
Really?
Mechanics? Okay. I was always a huge NHL fan. Mm-hmm. And DJ Slips and I have had many an NHL battle. But the only games I played 2K, I played NBA 2K and I played NBA... I played MLB 2K.
Oh, well, I just don't play baseball.
And they weren't good.
Most boring thing.
They yeah, weren't good true. Intros into video games. So, I don't know. I'm frustrated with Electronic Arts. I was really looking forward to that game.
Battlefront, what was it? I think I bought it on really cheap, like a month ago. And
On Steam it's about $5.
Yeah, but I bought it for the PS4.
They make it for next-gen consoles?
I think. I'm pretty sure it was, yeah.
That's a game changer.
Yeah, and then it could connect with my VR, so then I could, play it as I was, watching it.
Okay, know? How is VR? Is it good?
Oh, I love VR.
Is it worth getting a VR or an Oculus or something?
Oh, well, it's very expensive.
They're very expensive, and I'm not home that often.
Yeah.
That's why you should bring it here.
Yeah.
Or maybe next year. It's maybe very, next year when we are living in a stellar four-story apartment.
Well,
that's not gonna happen.
One can dream.
I'll probably be in the basement corner of Carm in a single.
God. They might stick us in South. We gotta stop with that talk.
Let's get back to more uplifting things, like just the ruining of our childhood favorite game. My childhood's favorite game. I mean, the thing that I really thought was gonna happen is Battlefront 1. I actually played Battlefront 1 before I played Battlefront 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really good game. And Battlefront 2 was just so, so, so much better.
Okay.
And I really thought it was going to follow that same progression with these two games. And it makes me sad that it didn't.
Yeah, not huge Battlefront player. But I can see the disappointment.
All right, well, what about other things coming up? Other things like... Call of Duty.
Okay.
Thoughts on the
bold opinion. The best Call of Duty was the first one.
Modern Warfare 2 is the best one.
Modern Warfare.
First Black Ops was the best one.
The Golden Age. The Golden Age.
Modern Warfare 2. Are you kidding me?
The Golden Age was from Modern Warfare through Modern Warfare 3, excluding Black Ops 1 and 2. They were horrible games. Call of Duty Ghosts was awful. Mm. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
No, we're not talking about. We're talking about Modern Warfare 2 being the best COD game.
Modern Warfare was great.
Modern Warfare 2. I don't know what you're talking about. Black Ops 1.
All right, well...
Black Ops 1 in no way was the best Call of Duty game.
Oh, my God.
In no way, shape, or form.
I have to contemplate my friendships.
Ooh, well, you know, I am pretty trash at video games. I'm not going to lie.
You're not horrible at NHL. So, I am better than you.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to break the radio station to fight you on this because you are patently incorrect. But I am not great, but I like Black Ops because... I don't know, what's Black Ops 2? It's too futuristic for me.
Black Ops 2?
No, are you
Black
in advanced?
Black Ops 2 was fun.
Black Ops 2 was better than...
No, it's too... It looks too futuristic.
Okay, well, that's the thing with the new Call of Duty game is they're going back to their roots. They're going back to what made Call of Duty such a successful franchise, which is the World Wars.
Wait, I'm not escaping this. Modern Warfare 2 is the best.
Also,
content.
Yeah, Modern Warfare... I disagree. I think Modern Warfare 3 is better because
You think Modern Warfare 3 is better?
Because I really enjoy survival mode a lot more than I enjoy zombies.
Modern Warfare 2 was so...
Modern Warfare 2 was great.
The campaign
was fantastic.
Oh my God, the campaign.
I think I played the campaign...
Oh,
I think I played a couple of episodes of the campaign 2 weeks ago.
I wish they would remaster it on next gen. They remastered Modern Warfare 1, but...
Modern Warfare 1 was my game that I played during breaks at computer camp. That's a throwback for me. I did go to... A fun fact, I broke my wrist at computer camp. Only place I've ever broken a bone.
Wow.
I got tackled during a game of Capture the Flag.
That's so upsetting.
Wow.
That's such an upsetting fact.
Yeah.
That's... Wow.
You shouldn't tell people that.
Yeah, you might want to keep that one on DL.
Yeah.
I think I've changed enough from then to now.
No, that... A lot of things you can recover from, and breaking your wrist at computer camp is not one of them.
Okay, I'll make this worse. I'm already down the rabbit hole. I was really, first of all, it's computer camp, so they never have to deal with taking people to the hospital. So they had to call an ambulance because they didn't have permission from my parents to take me in one of their cars.
Oh, wow.
So we had to call an ambulance, which was bad. Two, I was really upset because it was a Wednesday. That Thursday, it's a big string of camps called ID Tech camps that are like one of the big tech summer camps, and they have a ton of locations. And on Wednesdays, they have... each Wednesday, they have a regional Call of Duty tournament. And on each Thursday, they have a national Call of Duty tournament. And I made it into the national Call of Duty tournament. And I had to play with a brace on my left hand, was my WASD hand.
Yeah.
It was a struggle. I think I got 11th out of 16, which was not great. I could have
still made nationals, though.
I did make nationals. I think it's still a low point, but...
See, you played a lot of games on your computer.
Because I didn't get an Xbox until about 3 years ago.
It wasn't even, like, my thing. My whole thing was, like, handheld stuff. Like,
I played the DS. Pokemon Diamond on Nintendo DS.
Oh, my God, Thomas. Oh, nostalgia. Oh, my God.
That is a game I would still play. I had a Samsung phone for years, and one of the biggest perks of a Samsung phone, you can do it on an iPhone, it's just a little bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. And that reminds me, I want to do
this. Emulating
Pokemon games.
Oh, God.
And then just on a flight, I remember I was flying from London to home on an overnight flight where I totally could have slept, and I had a battery brick that was like 15,000 milliamps.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, however many...
I thought you were going to say $15,000, and I was going to be so upset.
No, it was not $15,000. But that's about 7.5 charges of your phone, maybe about 6.5.
Uh-huh.
And I played most of Pokemon Emerald.
Oh, my God. Emerald
was great.
Oh, you think Emerald. I mean, I was hardcore DS.
DS was great.
I was really nerdy.
I had the little things where you could hold.
You don't even understand the games I played.
Oh, I'm sure I do. Oh. I had those special things where you could. I had the cases that held games in them.
I had the plastic cases
that were designed for the game cartridges.
You know what game I played? You know what game I played on end, like without end?
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Quest 9.
Wow, you played Dragon Quest?
I played Dragon Quest 9. Oh, that was literally, I think that was my fifth grade year was Dragon Quest 9.
Wow, I think I loved Pokemon, but I think the game, I just remembered this game existed. The game that I played the most was called Spectrobes.
Never heard of it.
It was...
You know what Dragon Quest 9 is?
I've heard of it.
Oh, it's basically just the lesser version of Final Fantasy, but I don't play Final Fantasy, so I play Dragon Quest IX.
Yeah, so Spectrobes is basically, it's kind of like Pokemon, but you actually control how your like, animals fight. You're paired.
Oh, that seems fun.
You're paired with two of them. I would play this game now if I could.
I played all the Pokemon variants, too.
Yeah.
I played Mystery Dungeon, if anyone knows that.
I did not know that.
I played Pokemon Ranger.
I played Pokemon.
Oh, you do the circle things. Yep.
My low point of DS gaming when I knew I kind of had to stop. I played a really terrible Star Wars 3 game. That was awful.
Okay.
Because I had all these movie games too. I played Animal Crossing for the DS.
You know what I had on Game Boy? I had a Polar Express game.
I played that game. I played that game. I remember, I think the first video game I ever played was the first handheld I had. I went through all of the stages of handheld from...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, the big four, the classic four.
What was your first one?
It was Game Boy Color.
Yeah, me too.
So my first game on that was Elmo in Grouchland.
My first game was Super Mario 3.
I didn't play Mario game until the Wii.
Like, like part like Mario Party or something?
I think I played Mario Galaxy.
Oh, that's good.
Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I went from there. I did go to Game Boy Advance, where you had the link cables.
When you had to trade your Pokemon to get them to evolve with the stone.
That was annoying.
Oh,
I played my big game during the Advanced and SP days was Kirby. I was really into Kirby.
Oh, I never.
And I played Kirby. I played the original Kirby, Nightmare and Dreamland. I played Nightmare and Dreamland. I don't think I ever played the original Kirby, but I played Nightmare and Dreamland. I played the one with the mirrors. I played the one after that.
Wow.
What else did I play? I played Sonic. I loved Sonic.
I was not a Sonic person.
I thought it was really fun. I can't believe I forgot about Spectrobes. Anybody listening, if you played Spectrobes
or Dragon Quest IX,
please give us a call.
I will talk about Dragon Quest IX. I played that game. I beat the game 3 times. You don't understand. It was like one of those class systems ones. So like I played it as like 3 different classes. Oh my god.
Okay. If you had to pick, and this goes for everybody, I know this has been dominated by me and Patrick, but pick a type of video game to play for the rest of your life. Role what would play. It be?
Easy. Role play? Wait. Wait.
Also, I would like to get a poll.
Or sports, actually. Sports or role... No. Honestly, those are basically the only kind of games I play are role-playing / sports.
Oh. Yeah. Also, I could get Spectrobes online for $33 because I don't have it anymore.
33.
But I could also. It is a lot. I could get the sequel, which I don't think I ever played, for $8.
Well, what kind of game would you call
Oh, and they had a Wii version too.
Super Smash Bros. Because.
Oh, I loved Smash Bros.
What did you play GameCube or Wii?
I played. I started with Melee on GameCube.
See, everyone says Melee's better, but I like Brawl.
I liked Brawl, but I didn't like. I think the Smash Ball is stupid. I think it's stupid.
I think it's fun.
Because I found myself being totally motivated to pick my characters. I would never play a Snake, except his Smash Ball is awesome. Really good.
It's awesome.
For those of you who don't know.
No, I hate playing with all the items, because they make people who are terrible decent, because if they just grab that hammer or something.
I'm not saying play with items. I only play
with Smash Ball and Pokeball, and I play it on low. And if I'm really going to be serious about it, then we'll go no items, and we'll go like with the Omega course or whatever it's called.
I'll play Final Destination a lot.
There's like that button where you can click on any course and it's just like a flat land.
I forgot this existed. I did course design. I did map design.
Oh, I would do that, but I would make it like one of those like where you would just die all the time.
Oh yeah, no, I would make it really hard. I would make it with lots of thing I would do is I would do lots of springs and you would have to spring everywhere and like only I would know how to actually do it. I did the same thing on Halo with Forge. And I would never make
a... Halo?
Halo... I think Halo Reach is where I'm thinking about. But
is the only game I played.
I also played Halo 4 and 5.
I did play a lot of Halo Reach, though.
I also played Halo 4 and 5. I liked Halo.
No, I liked Halo Reach.
I didn't like that on the default weapon, you couldn't zoom and fire.
You know, I would always play on Halo. I would play with my friends. We would play on Spire.
Spire is fun.
Yeah.
That's a fun
and
game.
And then, like, if any of you know, it's like there's like this underground thing you go into and then you can go up these like tunnels that bring you up to the building, but then right there there's like this like machine launcher that like spawns.
Yeah.
So it was like a race to like get it, and oh man.
Yeah, I had fun with Halo. The thing with Halo for me was I would never actually play the game. I played the campaign, which was always fun.
Yeah, I beat the campaign.
But I did Forge and I made racetracks.
Really?
I made intense racetracks.
It's actually very rare. I don't ever really beat games. Like, it's not... I barely ever really go through the whole thing. So, like, the amount of games I've beaten, I can count on my hands, probably.
I think I've beaten every Assassin's Creed game I've played, because I just wanted to know what happened.
I only played Revelations.
How could you only play Revelations?
I really like Revelations.
I am excited for the new Assassin's Creed game. I don't know if it's come out yet. Assassin's Creed Origins.
I did not beat Assassin's Creed either.
It did come out.
I kind of just stopped midway through, and then I would just start, you know, just killing people randomly.
Okay, Let's switch for a second, because I would like to talk about Assassin's Creed, which Assassin's Creed Origins came out not that long ago, less than a month ago. Wow, okay. This is just getting me in the mood for all of the games I want to play over winter break, and I'm only going to be able to pick one or two.
I know.
And it's going to be a tough decision.
I'm planning my course of action over this Thanksgiving break.
Okay, if any callers are still listening to me and Patrick rant about video games, I have no idea what the format of this show is normally like. If this is horrible, call in and tell us to do something different. Or if you just want to talk about video games, just talk about your favorite game or whatever.
I'm not too sure if this is this like more of a computer game kind of thing, like League or something, or.
Well, I don't know. I played Dota for a little bit. Somebody gifted me Dota on Steam, and Dota was fun. Dota reminded me a lot of playing Warcraft, not World of Warcraft. I like RTS games, real time strategy. I have so much fun with those.
Mm-hmm.
Turn based strategy games take too long.
Yeah.
I played this one game called XCOM: Enemy Unknown.
Yeah, XCOM. I know XCOM. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I liked XCOM a lot.
Yeah, no.
I downloaded it while at school and started playing it for about three or 4 days, and was really into it and was getting really good. And I was thinking, this is too dangerous, so I deleted it. And I'll probably play it again when I get home.
I try computer games. Like I tried League. It's just I don't have the I don't have the typing skills. I think like I have to look at the keys before I press it, and then I die, and then I get angry. So it's just yeah. But my cousin is really good at it, so.
So, back to Assassin's Creed Origins. I think people are not as excited about it from a gameplay standpoint, because a lot of the stuff they did in the later Assassin's Creed was really cool. Like Black Flag, like ship warfare, everybody got really into that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... People are calling it a soft reboot from this Forbes article that I'm currently reading.
Really?
It's set in ancient Egypt. And I guess the whole... As the name indicates, it's about the founding of the Assassin's Brotherhood. So... I have a feeling that it'll be kind of annoying at first. Because part of... For me, part of what makes Assassin's Creed games fun.
Oh, I hate... Okay, the reason I hate Assassin's Creed, I think, is because of all the following missions.
Those are annoying.
Following.
There's a lot of following missions.
Oh, I can't do it.
I really liked the first Assassin... I think I liked the first... If the play of the first Assassin's Creed... If the game engine had just been better, the first Assassin's Creed game was the best. For me. I thought 3 was really unfortunate. Like... 3 was the one set during the American Revolution, and it was the second one I played all the way through. I went back and played all the ones with Ezio through later, but 1 was really good, and I think this is kind of a return to form. There's something in this game called Tourist Mode, which, quote, will let you wander around as a student in a combat-free version of the world they've built. It's a great start towards driving home exactly what we have here, because I don't necessarily want to spend my time in Egypt staring at loot stats. Origins outsold Assassin's Creed Syndicate 2-1. So I guess this article is saying it's a good game, but it's more... Like, the environment is really what does it.
Okay.
It's not something that anybody really knows what it's like. Nobody really knows... what it was like living in ancient Egypt. So I think that could be interesting to experience a depiction of that.
I'm not going to drop money on that, I don't think.
I don't know if I'm going to drop money. I would like to play... I think I would really like to play the new Call of Duty game. I think that's kind of near the top of my list.
I have to be real selective these days about what I want to drop my money on.
Agreed.
I have to pay for everything. It's just...
Agreed.
You really got to be picky with... You got to... I've caught myself watching a lot of videos before I buy the game itself.
I know. I research games, and I don't buy it unless it looks fun. I was really excited about the idea of playing Wolfenstein, which is supposed to be a great game.
Yeah.
And I watched the first level, and it didn't quite do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't buy it, and I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, no, I just can't... These days, like you just can't... When you have to pay and everything, you can't buy a game, because if you buy a game on a whim and then you end up not liking it, then you just, you know, $60 down the drain. It's just
Exactly. It's not. The idea of what's it called? Game rental. Gamefly. I would try Gamefly. I think maybe that's something that's something I should maybe try over the break.
I haven't thought of Gamefly in a while.
I feel like Gamefly over a winter break might be a good idea. We're going to take a quick break, listen to some music. So we will be back shortly.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 oh.
Blow your mind. Pick a verse, any verse. I hypnotize you with every line. I'll need a volunteer. How about you with the eyes? Come on down to the front. Stay right here and don't be shy. I have you time traveling. Have your mind babbling. People trying to inherit the skills, so they asking it. Even David Blaine had to go and take some classes in. I see mind freak like, what's up, man? What's happening? So come on, come on. See the show tonight. Prepare to be astounded. No ghost or poltergeist. You know I'm no Pinocchio. I never told a lie. So call me Mr. Magic Man. I float on cloud nine.
I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Yes, it turns to gold.
Everybody knows I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping. Me.
They be snapping, baby.
Everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 magic. Oh, ooh, I got the magic in me.
We'll take a journey into my mind. You'll see why it's been in my rhyme. Stay on the road, so I call my mama when I got time. I hit the stage, go insane, then jump into that crowd. See when I arrive, I flow on a beat like put it out. See, I deceive you with my show, cause my heart bumps diesel. So whatever you saying, it don't entertain my ego. I do this every day. Hocus pocus is my
stilo. I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Yes, it turns to gold.
Everybody knows I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me.
They be snapping, baby.
Everybody
back. to get my usher on, but I can't let it burn. And I just hope she know that she the only one I yearn for. More and more I miss her, what will I learn? Didn't give her all my love, I guess now I got my payback. Now I'm in the club thinking all about my baby. Hey, she was so easy to love, but wait, I guess that love wasn't enough. I'm going through it every time that I'm alone, and now I'm missing, wishing she'd pick up the phone. But she made the decision that she wanted to move on, 'cause I was wrong. And now I'm thinking about her.
WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
That's a very good PSA. Yeah. So make sure to donate so we can keep discussing whatever and keep on subbing for people who want to talk about video games and other people who want to talk about literally everything.
And literally everything and anything and everything. Wow, exactly. Messed up the name of my own show. Anything and everything.
Which is
Wednesdays.
Wednesdays, 2 to 3 p.m. Make sure to listen in.
It is slightly different than the show. It's a lot more music, a lot less talking. We play some great music. We also talk about random stuff. Recent theme of conversation has been holidays. Movies get mentioned a lot. Not disdain, but my lack of enthusiasm for Thanksgiving has been brought up many a time. Mm-hmm. Again, thanks to Mr. Gracias, the video game talk show.
That's a good DJ name. I'm gonna put that out there.
It is
Patrick,
a very.
You need a DJ name like that.
Is my mic on?
Yes, your mic is on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I do. I do need something.
If you have any DJ names or like suggestions or anything for Patrick, you can give us a call at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. If you want to recommend a name or talk about video games or something else, just give us
name
a call.
Name or a game.
Name or a game.
Name exactly. Or a game. The only two things you can... Not the only two things you can call in about, though.
You can call about anything you
literally
want.
Literally anything
holidays.
You want.
Holidays or movies or holidays or holidays.
All right.
Or community.
Or the TV show Community.
All right, I'm going to pose an interesting question, and this can apply to everybody here, I think. Worst video game you've ever played?
Okay, I don't know the name of it. It was like a very weird Japanese game in which you just rolled around and picked up trash. You just rolled.
I know. I liked that game.
That was the worst game I've ever played.
What?
If you can tell me the name of it.
You rolled around and picked up trash?
You rolled around and just like picked up stuff.
What?
It was the weirdest thing I've ever played.
I don't understand. What is it called?
I have no idea.
It was recent, right? It was like.
No, it was very old.
Wait, what was the game I've ever played?
I played it like.
Did it have 3D graphics?
Yeah.
Okay.
I.e., it's not 2D.
I.e., it's not 2D.
Yeah, it had 3D graphics, but I don't know what it was called.
Was it called Katamari Damacy?
Yes, that's
okay,
exactly
I didn't play this game.
I have no idea what that is.
All right. What's it called? Katamari.
Why have you played this game?
I don't know. It was in my house. I think my mom bought it as a way for us to not play rated M games. I'm pretty sure. It is. I mean, Thomas, can you?
All right. Let's we'll read the description. Katamari Damacy is a third-person puzzle action video game developed and published by Namco for the PlayStation 2. Blah blah blah. The game's plot concerns a diminutive prince on a mission to rebuild the star's constellation and moon, which were accidentally destroyed by his father, the king of all cosmos.
Yes,
all
of
in
course. Pick
caps.
Up trash.
Maybe I.
This is achieved. This is here it is. This is achieved by rolling a magical, highly adhesive ball called the Katamari around various locations.
I'm so confused.
Yeah. It was so
collecting
weird.
Increasingly larger objects, ranging from thumbtacks. To people, to mountains, until the ball has grown great enough to become a star.
And what the craziest thing is I have never seen the game again. Can't find it in my house. This is the first time I've ever been able to find the name of it. So it really just disappeared off the face of the earth. But yes, that is the weirdest video game I've ever played.
Weirdest? I thought we were saying worst.
Well, weirdest
also
and worst.
The worst.
Oh, weirdest.
Who wants to roll around and pick up trash?
Weirdest. Okay, weirdest is okay. I remember there was this game, it's pretty popular, I think, actually. It's called Persona. It was for, like, the PS2, or it was Persona 3 or 4. And basically, the main villain was basically an adaptation of Hitler, except they didn't call him Hitler. And it was the weirdest game I've ever...
That's weird.
Yeah, like, and they didn't call him that either. They just put sunglasses on him. And then his name in the game was like Fuhrer or something.
Ooh.
Like, I was like, what is this game?
That's subtle.
I don't know. It was very weird.
I think the weirdest and worst, not necessarily the worst game that I ever played, but maybe the... No, not necessarily the weirdest, but I think, thinking about it, the worst is a DS video game called Tornado.
Oh, DS has some terrible video games.
I think I vaguely remember something.
Okay, I remember enjoying it while I played it. And now, looking back on it, it was such a terrible game because I always got super frustrated by it. And the DS had, you know, the stylus and the bottom screen where you could touch.
Mm-hmm.
And you literally just took your stylus and moved around in a circle as fast as you can. And your character turned into a tornado. And you just went around a city.
And destroyed things.
It was really dumb.
Wait, did you just have the DS, or did you have anything after that?
I stopped at the DS.
Where we differ.
I did not get the 3DS.
DSi.
Also, I have found Spectrobes on GameStop pre-owned for $5. I will be purchasing it and playing the whole thing over winter break.
All right. It is now 5:53, which means that if I want to play a certain 3-minute and 20-second song... We've reached that point.
Yeah.
Patrick, would you like to intro this song?
Many of you may know this. I hope you do. It's quite iconic. It's the Mortal Kombat theme song.
Okay, here we go.
Fight! Sonya, Scorpion,
That was the.
That was awesome.
That was the theme song from Mortal Kombat. All right, this is getting to the end of our time here this week,
which means we have time for one more song before. Well, after we sign off,
we'll sign off and then we'll play. We'll leave you with one more gem. Mm-hmm. But it's been a pleasure filling in for the video game talk show.
Thank you, Mr. Gracias.
Thank you, Mr. Gracias.
Gracias, Mr. Gracias.
Gracias. I hope we did okay if you ever listen to this Spanish playback. additionally, you ever want to have me, Patrick, and potentially Sam guest on your show? I would.
Oh, please.
I would join. Please. I feel like Sam is maybe, DJ Slips is maybe not.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll come and play video game theme songs. That sounds awesome. I'll play Mortal Kombat till the sun goes down, I guess.
Nope, well, there's the sun's down.
All right, till the sun comes up in the morning.
All right.
Well,
this is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I am DJ Rizzle King.
I'm DJ.